gets boat traffic now quite a bit. It's a popular play. I mean, the Yolkin Creek, old fishers know of it. I move to approve order number 03-21-2022-01 for NR1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466851 through 466919, warrant 7889, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Yep. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 14, 2022.
Any questions? No questions.
No, I don't have any.
I don't, no.
Move to approve March 14, 2022 minutes. Regular minutes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Huh?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Vacation of a portion of Valley Stream Circle number 21-117. Roden Bridge. I've been asked to
hold that one again.
Hold this one again.
They're going to be ready next week. Do we need to table it to a definite time?
Hold it to indefinite. What Nikki said, he was supposed to notify her when he had it ready.
Okay, well, then I don't think we need to table it.
Right.
Put it back on the agenda, I guess, whenever it's ready.
Moving on down the agenda. Agreement for Mulcher 22-024, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated March 16, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is John Fabich, Tractor Company in Taney County.
Kind of mulcher is a drum head, or is it?
It goes on our 308 excavators to mulch up limbs.
Is it a drum head, or what kind of?
Yeah, it feeds it through it. It'll make when we're going through with our A booms, it can come behind it and be a lot quicker on getting it mulched up, so we can move on to other roads rather than the A boom having to come back and grind it all up.
It'll do it all at once?
Huh?
It'll do it all at once?
Well, once they get it on the ground, yeah. It'll mulch it
and
leave all the mulch on the bank.
So I see all of the ones that the state's been doing, whoever they hire, they have to come back with other trucks and haul them out. No. I just see them on the road.
Yeah. No, stuff like that where you do cut the limbs, but that mulcher will make mulch out of it right there on the spot.
Right there.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for mulchers by and between John Fabich Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. First supplemental agreement to the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission Federal Lands Access Program Agreement. Supplemental agreement number 22-026, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated March 16, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the supplement agreement as to form.
So they just increased it to where it's not going to exceed. Instead of 285, 840, 60, it's 286 a year. You guys have any questions or thoughts?
I don't.
Move to approve the supplemental agreement to Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Federal Lands Access Program to the Federal Lands Access Program.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Grinder installation quote, repair number 22-010. I have a letter dated March 18, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the quote as to form. This is Hickman Environmental Services in Taney County.
Where's this for?
So, Travis hired from HDR, by the way. We installed the grinder last week, but to install it, they had to take the top off the manhole. When they did that, it's been on there too long, kind of busted itself up. So we're basically replacing
it. When you say busted
it
itself up.
Well,
it doesn't bust itself up.
Well, it was stuck so hard when they removed it, broke parts of it. So we're replacing the top, and to give the city better access, instead of a regular manhole lid, we're putting a hatch in it so they can get in and out of there easier to maintain.
So who did the work that broke it?
Hickman. But
that's why I got to start a business where I can go tear stuff up and then charge you to fix it.
Well, I mean, I was out there. I wouldn't consider it their fault. Okay. The lifting eyes on the top, even one of those broke. I mean, it just.
And the concrete was set there so long, so old, that it just decayed out. And in the long run, this is probably going to be better.
Yeah. It'll give the city and or you guys better access to the grinder. Because the way it was set up, that grinder needs, I think it was a 30-inch opening to be able to remove it. We didn't have a 30-inch opening in that existing top, so every time you would have had to get in there and maintain this, that top would have had to be lifted off. So every time we took it off, there was a risk of that thing breaking. So with this new hatch, you'll have access to not have to take that top off.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
So in essence, a quote, there's no contractor agreement here yet. So you just want us to approve the quote and then we'll get an agreement? Or is this kind of like a...
I think it was set up, it's just you have an agreement with Hickman to do the original work and it was just going to be an amendment to the agreement. But
that's what I'm asking, how does this need
to be? My understanding was that if we got it done today, they were going to be able to do it while they were still on site as opposed to having to come back. So I was not anticipating a follow-up agreement, Brandon. This was simply for the labor and materials to put in the new hatch. So I wouldn't expect a new agreement given the way that it was set up.
Okay. But it wasn't provided to us as an amendment to the agreement. So how do you want the motion to be?
Motion to approve the quote.
Just motion to approve the quote. Move to approve the grinder installation quote by and between Hickman, or provided by Hickman Environmental Services, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taney County Purchasing Policy Manual Amendment Number 22-027.
Do
received a letter dated March 18, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the revisions as to form. Threshold amount is moved up from $6,000 to $12,000.
And that's to go along with the language of the statutes?
Correct. The legislature amended the thresholds last legislative session.
And it also amends the quote amount, doesn't it?
It does, because before we were up against that $6,000 mm-hmm. quote amount, and so since it's now for a competitive bid at $12,000, it moved the quote amounts up to
$11,999. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the Taney County Purchasing Policy Manual Revisions, file number 22-027P.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I've only got one abatement. It's an erroneous assessment. It's abatement number 212259. And the reason why it's being abated is there was a mobile home on the property that had been moved off prior to January 1, 2021.
Questions?
Nope. I don't.
Move to approve abatement number 212259.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Insurance discussion with Allers, Akers, and Arney.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm just here to basically play wingman today, but I just kind of set it up real quick. Delta Dental, if you'll remember, we went to bid last year and chose to go with Delta Dental based on their program and pricing. There's been some developments, and so it was important to Mrs. Mueller that we get over to talk with you guys, because their network, they have made some adjustments in what they're paying the dentists, and some of the dentists are a little bit up in arms over that. And so we're just here really to educate you, so that if you hear from staff that you know what's going on. And then we'll be back with some recommendations depending on how it goes. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Erica, who is educated on this and can tell you all about it.
Yes. Okay, so just to go back just a little bit, as you know, you were with MetLife, and we moved to Delta Dental effective January 1. I did go ahead and put copies of the spreadsheets in your packet so that you have an idea of what those rates look like, because at this point, our options, and I'll go through here in just a minute, are to either remain with Delta and ride this out throughout the year, or make a change effective May 1st and get back with MetLife. So that's why the spreadsheet is in front of you. The county took roughly $9,000 in savings when we moved from MetLife to Delta Dental, so I want you to keep that in mind as well. As John mentioned, Delta made some adjustments in their reimbursement schedule to certain providers, and so therefore, as you can imagine, those dentists are extremely upset. Two key dentists that the employees of Taney County use are Branson Dental and Parkcrest Dental. Branson Dental, we have spoken with them, and they say they are taking Delta's offer and they're going to be an exclusive provider of Delta only. And the reason they're doing that is because if they become an exclusive provider, their payment arrangement from Delta is greater, okay? MetLife still says they're negotiating with Branson Dental and that that is not concrete yet. Parkcrest Dental, I spoke with them again last week, and their plan is to exit Delta Dental's network here in a couple of months. They're just trying to give their patients time